WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. This is Friday, April 6, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
There could be some snow falling on the morning commute today, but we've got a clearer picture of what to expect for tomorrow. We now know the possible source of an E. coli break in central Jersey. Tempers flare at the statehouse after lawmakers vote to make it harder to opt out of vaccinations. Who will ultimately pay for Governor Murphy's plan to offer free college tuition? In sports, with their win over Toronto, the Devils are in the playoffs. Mets and Phillies win. Yanks lose. Islanders beat the Rangers. And Spieth leads by two after the first round of the Masters. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero. What's the story with the snow?
Well, we've got some light precipitation moving into New Jersey right now. Very light, maybe not even reaching the ground at this point. And in South Jersey, temperatures are 40 degrees. So we're not really expecting much wintry weather, but things could be a little slippery this morning. The timing, as we've been talking about for days, the worst part of this as it coincides with your morning commute. There could be up to an inch of accumulation on the grass in North Jersey only. For the most part, this is just a morning thing. By this afternoon, it's just lingering showers to the north. Breaks the sun this afternoon, gusty wind, warming temperatures. Hey, snow this morning, then mid-50s to mid-60s this afternoon. Right now, New Brunswick 31, Florence 35, and Galloway is 40.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Everything you need to know about this storm on air, online at nj1015.com, and on our free mobile app. We'll keep you updated on the road conditions throughout the day. We'll check in with New Jersey Fast Traffic here in a moment. But first, state health officials seem to have narrowed down a potential source of an E. coli outbreak in central Jersey. The first case reported last week. More soon followed, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with what we know about it. Patrick?
Well, Eric, New Jersey 101.5 is working to independently confirm what's been revealed in reports citing health officials that a Panera Bread in Phillipsburg, Warren County, is the potential source, and that Panera is the chain officials were obliquely referring to when they said the outbreak had spread to four counties, Warren and also Hunterdon, Middlesex, and Somerset. There would seem to be some confusion, though, about the timeline of these cases. Our reporting said the first was reported by a hospital on March 28th. A Warren County epidemiologist says some cases in the other counties were known at least a week before that. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperature starting out a couple of degrees either side of the freezing mark this morning, and we might see a light snow wintry mix changing to rain this morning. And on the grassy surfaces of North Jersey, we could accumulate up to an inch, and then we could have more snow for tomorrow. That is the highest potential for accumulating snow, but Dan is stressing this is not going to be a major snow event. And by the time we get into Sunday, should be a really nice day. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, tempers flare as lawmakers restrict opt-outs for vaccinations. We'll have the latest on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Watch out for light snow and a wintry mix for the early morning commute this morning. This will all move out in just a few hours, and we'll keep you updated on the road conditions as we go through this morning. Tomorrow, there is the chance for accumulating snow, but that's mostly in South Jersey, and it is not going to be a major snow event. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A dog dropped off at a PetSmart has become the third to die at one of the chain's New Jersey stores in less than 5 months. Pet owner Chuck Crawford says he dropped off his two corgis, Abby and Harley, at the Toms River PetSmart for grooming March 29th, then got a phone call about an hour later saying he needed to pick up Abby's carcass. Crawford says nobody has explained to him what happened. The company says the dog's death is under an internal investigation. There were two similar incidents at a Flemington PetSmart last December. An assembly panel has advanced legislation making it tougher to obtain a religious exemption from mandatory immunizations. Despite opposition from hundreds who were vociferously angry when this bill passed.
The bill would require students or their parents to submit a notarized document explaining how administration of the vaccine conflicts with their bona fide religious tenets or practices. Hillary Bilkis of Rockaway says it's shocking her religious rights are in jeopardy.
What human being has the right to judge if my religious beliefs are sincere? What will be the litmus test?
When the bill passed 7-3, many opponents advanced toward the lawmakers, gesturing angrily, hollering that they were sellouts, traitors, and other words not fit for radio. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A tenured school nurse who suffered a breakdown and shouted, "I can't take this anymore," while a third grader cried in his office, has been formally fired. John Costello was placed on leave from the Northfield School after the incident in 2015. Several teachers reported Costello behaving erratically with students and staff before he lost it in his office. He'd been fighting to keep his job, but an appeals court ruled he was a danger to students. A month and a half ago, a gunman opened fire at a Parkland, Florida high school, killing 17. With that horrible shooting rampage still fresh, lawmakers holding a special hearing to review security protocols at every Jersey school.
During the hearing, Jersey Education Commissioner Lamont Repelette told members of the panel his department provides guidance, support, and training to districts as they work with local law enforcement to develop security plans for their schools.
These plans should address all hazards, which can range from bomb threats, fire and gas leaks, to active shooter situations.
The commissioner also said officials are holding hundreds of unannounced drills at different schools so they can really find out how prepared everybody is. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
I'm on New Jersey's First News 509. A Spring Lake Heights councilman resigned, then apparently changed his mind after police found a hypodermic needle in his car during a traffic stop and charged him. 68-year-old Robert Merrickin, a Republican, announced that he would resign, but he never sent a formal letter to the town. His attorney, he says, told him not to. Now it's not clear what happens. His term is up at the end of the year. Borough officials aren't sure what they're going to do next. Merrickin insists the needle was not his. Come 2019, 15,000 students will be able to attend community college tuition free if Governor Murphy makes this a reality. The Democrat revealing details of a bold plan during a roundtable discussion Thursday at Mercer County Community College.
$50 million in Murphy's proposed budget would serve as the first major down payment in his quest for tuition-free community college. The first round of funding would specifically help students from lower-income families who've exhausted other grant options.
We believe we can achieve the ultimate objective of free community college for everybody, regardless of your circumstances, in 3 years.
Senate Republican leader Tom Kaine notes no government-funded program is free and says taxpayers will pick up the tab for Governor Murphy's spending spree. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News 510. The Upper Delaware Bay will run blood red next week, but it's okay. This red dye is being added to the water in order to track water flow in the bay around areas where oysters are harvested. Some local creeks may also turn red. The dye is not toxic. The test will ultimately be used to add protections to oyster beds. A lawsuit accusing the NYPD of illegally spying on Muslim groups in New Jersey after the September 11th attacks has been settled. Former Morris County Prosecutor Bob Bianchi says the settlement does not mean New York or its police department admitted any wrongdoing.
They've actually saved themselves probably hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, in litigation costs.
A lawsuit followed reports police had infiltrated Muslim student groups and put informants in mosques as part of a broad effort to prevent terrorist attacks. Time out of New Jersey's First News, approaching 5:12. We may have a little bit of snow and slop to deal with this morning for the early morning commute. Some heavier snow could move in for tomorrow, but this is not going to be a major winter weather event. Meteorologist Dan Zero will have an extended look at your weekend weather forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
Hi, I'm on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, I guess we're coming to the end of a very busy weather week, but there's still more to come.
Yeah, that's right. And we're really just talking about some minor wintry weather events coming our way. The most impactful will be tomorrow. And even then, the forecast has come down even more than we were talking about in the past few days. This morning, storm system moving in, but it's very light. A little bit of snow in northern and central New Jersey, some wintry mix in there. It's all rain in South Jersey already, temperatures in the 40s. Now, in North Jersey, we could see a healthy coating to maybe an inch on the grass only, but for most of the state here, this is not going to be a big deal. The only bad part about the storm is the timing. Coinciding with the morning commute, there could be some slippery spots. Lingering showers in North Jersey this afternoon. The rest of the state will probably see breaks the sun, along with a gusty wind to 40 miles an hour. That will push temperatures into the 60s for most of the state today. Yes, we go from snow to 60s as the day goes on. We go in the other direction tomorrow, though, starting off the day with rain, probably moving in overnight tonight after midnight. And that will change to wintry mix and snow by about this time tomorrow morning. And this time around, we could see a few inches on the ground, mainly in South Jersey. That's where the heaviest snow may occur. Now, it's not going to pour out of the sky. We're really not worried about that truly convective heavy snow, but it could be messy for much of tomorrow morning. 1 to 3 inches in South Jersey, we're going to go with a coating to an inch for the rest of the state just to be safe. That may be overdoing it. Staying mostly cloudy with lingering showers tomorrow afternoon, highs in the lower to mid 40s. Sunday, clearly the quieter and nicer day of the weekend, although it will be on the cool side with highs in the mid to upper 40s. We'll see plenty of sunshine with a fresh breeze. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state. Around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, we now know the possible source of an E. coli outbreak in Central Jersey. It is a Panera Bread store, but independent confirmation has not been made. Who will ultimately pay for Governor Murphy's plan to offer free college tuition? Taxpayers on the hook for at least $50 million in this budget. In sports, a win over Toronto puts the Devils in the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. Mets and Phillies win. Yanks lose. Islanders over the Rangers. And it's Jordan Spieth now leading by 2 strokes after the first round of the Masters. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for the snow and rain pushing through the state this morning. It's going to be very light. There could be some accumulation on the grass in North Jersey only, maybe some slippery spots, so be careful. Breaks of sun, gusty wind, and warming temperatures this afternoon. We'll see 60s for most of New Jersey later today. New Jersey First News time, still 5:19.
Dennis and Judy.
The idea of chicken and waffles is repulsive to me, but...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Does that make sense?
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 on a Friday morning, and we have temperatures that are right around the freezing mark again, and we could see a wintry mix across parts of the Garden State today. So far, it looks like the DOT has stayed ahead of this with salt and brining overnight, but we're keeping a very close eye on that. The calendar does, of course, say spring. The birds have been chirping, but as we see more snow today and into tomorrow, the DOT has been very busy, and it is starting to put a strain on their budget.
Steve Shapiro of the Jersey Department of Transportation says at the beginning of March, the DOT had spent $53 million to clear the roads, but then we had 4 nor'easters and several other smaller storms, so...
Our total expenditures through April 1st. We're at about $92.5 million.
He adds the DOT has already spent $30 million more than last year on snow removal, but that total will go up because we're supposed to get more snow tonight.
We're keeping an eye on the forecast, as we always do. We watch this very closely.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
China's Commerce Ministry says Beijing is prepared to fight the U.S. at any cost as a trade dispute escalates with President Trump now ordering the U.S. Trade Representative to consider slapping another $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. The ministry said if Washington persisted in what Beijing describes as protectionism, China would dedicate itself to the end at any and all costs and will fight back firmly. Saying the goal of prison should be rehab, not punishment, lawmakers advanced a proposal making prison inmates eligible for state financial aid programs.
Around 550 prison inmates deemed eligible by the Department of Corrections currently take college courses, paid for through federal Pell Grants and some philanthropic funds, with colleges absorbing the balance. Prisoners aren't eligible for state tuition aid grants, but Senator Sandra Cunningham says it's time for the state to stand up and help people who want to stop making mistakes.
They are going to pick themselves up with a little bit of help and become producing, healthy, happy citizens who demand respect.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:25. An elderly driver involved in a minor hit-and-run accident in a shopping center parking lot then suffered leg injuries when her vehicle rolled over top of her when she got out to see if her car was damaged. This was in Manchester Township. 80-year-old Catherine Chaplin was turning into the lot around noon Tuesday. Another vehicle backed into her car. When she got out, she mistakenly put the car in reverse and was struck by the vehicle as it rolled backward. Police are still searching for the driver of that other car that left the scene after the initial incident. With temperatures around freezing, precipitation could fall as snow or even just a sloppy mess today. So far, it is not impacting traffic conditions. That could change as we move through the morning. Stay tuned. Dan will have the latest on what snow we can expect for tomorrow coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, a Central Jersey E. coli outbreak. We think we know the source this morning. We'll update that and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning, keeping a very close watch on the trade war with China, and most Asian markets have turned higher. Investors brushed off some initial worries about that. Averages in New York ended higher yesterday, with the Dow up a full 1% and solidly above 24,000. Oil prices have fallen below $63.50 a barrel. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.